Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is an interesting day for movies because there's a big new movie about the biggest birthday in Western culture. The movie is called Journey to Bethlehem, and it's a musical. And not a solemn, not a faith-based musical, necessarily, but one that is very sympathetic to people who want the seventh, the sacred day message from this holiday season. We'll also be talking about the great DeSantis-Newsom debate. We'll be talking about that with Chris Saliza, among others, who reported for years on presidential contests for CNN. And there is more with Nikki Haley offering a new challenge to Donald Trump. We will get to all of it on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. But first, with a big full moon up in the sky right now, gorgeous moon, the time for a Call of the Week classic, a collage of conspiracy calls from December 2011. Listen.
The Call of the Week.
I get so overwhelmed. But I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on The Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is...
You're on the Michael Medved Show Conspiracy Day.
I have a deeply disturbing conspiracy to air in public.
My own conspiracy theory that I have no proof of.
My conspiracy call today is, and I don't pretend to be an expert at all.
I'm not one of these kooks.
Right. I'm not a politician, so if I stutter or start lying, I'm not allowed to stutter. I mean, manipulate or lie here.
I've got a quick one here.
I just don't believe a plane ever hit the Pentagon on 9/11.
Bobby Kennedy's assassination, in my limited research, it appears to be that Sirhan was not the lone gunman there, that with witnesses and ballistic evidence and so forth, there were more than one gun fired.
Now, when I went on YouTube to look it up,
here's the conspiracy. Everything I looked at, the way they killed Bin Laden, it points to him still being alive, because that kind of mission, the time they spent, him not being armed when they came in, there'd be no reason to, if they could keep him alive secretly, that they wouldn't.
Corporate America is conspiring to keep the unemployment rate high in an effort to defeat Obama in November.
Think about that.
The Obama and the Mayan, the Aztec 2012 prediction, I think they coincide with the tribulation map from the Bible. The Antichrist is supposed to reign for 7 years, tribulation. First 3.5 years is supposed to be wonderful. Everybody thinks he's just wonderful. Then he starts losing.
That's just not common sense.
My conspiracy is basically how the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, every 10 years of the census, refuse to honor the Constitution by adding more congressional districts.
This sucks for my conspiracy may be plausible. Professional sportsmen and athletes are capable of throwing in the towel for what's coming in.
Or the management.
I think there's a very strong possibility that they see the second coming of Peyton Manning in him.
There is a conspiracy in the music industry to keep the most prolific, long-term 70s three-man power band out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Do not acknowledge the three-man power band from Canada, Rush.
And that just shows that that anti-Canadian conspiracy is unbeatable. Meanwhile, there is the view of the DeSantis-Newsom debate on Fox News with Sean Hannity moderating. This is the 30,000-foot altitude view of the debate, a 60-second summary of some of its highlights and lowlights. Listen.
There's one
1.8.
In closing, that we have in common is neither of us will be the nominee for our party in 2024.
He's just throwing stuff out to see what sticks against the wall. This is a slick, slippery politician whose state is failing, people are leaving his state, and he's trying to run interference for his failure.
I'm the only guy here that's a border state governor. You're trolling folks and trying to find migrants to play political games to try to get some news and attention so you can out-Trump Trump. And by the way, how's that going for you, Ron? You're down 41 points in your own home state.
Well, this is an app where they plot the human feces that are found on the streets of San Francisco. And you see how almost the whole thing is covered, because that is what has happened in one of the previous greatest cities this country's ever had.
When are you going to drop out and at least give Nikki Haley a shot to take down Donald Trump in this nomination? She laid you out. You're a walking hypocrite.
You wish. You
what about, you're a walking
you
hypocrite.
Wish.
What about China?
On the issue of China.
Does that sound like fun? What's so peculiar about this is that they agreed to this in the first place. I mean, because basically you had both of the gentlemen were very sternly attacking the other guy. And what's in it for Gavin Newsom? Particularly, what does he have to lose? What do he have to gain? Kind of nothing. He really affirmed his loyalty to Joe Biden. I think the one thing that perhaps Newsom was hoping for was that he would be so aggressive that people would think, yeah, we got to have him debating Donald Trump next time. But I'm not sure that cause got advanced that directly. This was DeSantis talking about various freedoms that had been granted in California under Gavin Newsom. 1.7.
At one point, tried to say that California was the freedom state. I just kind of laughed, like, you're locking people down, you're doing all this. Then I thought about it. You know, California does have freedoms that some people don't, that other states don't. You have the freedom to defecate in public in California. You have the freedom to pitch a tent on Sunset Boulevard. You have the freedom to create a homeless encampment under a freeway and even light it on fire. You have the freedom to have an open-air drug market and use drugs. You have a freedom, if you're an illegal alien, to get all these taxpayer benefits. So those are freedoms. They're not the freedoms our founding fathers envisioned, but they have contributed to the destruction of the quality of life in California, and the results speak for themselves. People are leaving the state because they have failed in addressing the homeless population.
Okay, and then Newsom answers back with a taunt that you had heard before. Here's 13.
I can tell you this. I would not go to China and grovel in front of Xi like Gavin Newsom did. He says China's a partner on climate change. China's adding two new coal plants every year. China's laughing at us with what they're doing. So, yes, they're the number one threat we face, and we need to take it seriously, and Joe Biden is not doing that.
This is just a reminder. I think it's a question some people are probably asking. I know Nikki Haley's campaign is asking, when are you going to drop out and at least give Nikki Haley a shot to take down Donald Trump in this nomination? She laid you out. You're a walking hypocrite.
You wish.
What about China?
On the issue of China. This is the guy that was looking for direct foreign trade from China, was doing trade shows.
That is false. That's already been debunked. You talk about
true.
The liberal fact-checkers. Even the liberal fact-checkers did that.
Donald Trump himself today called you Red Ron for a reason, because of your complete hypocrisy.
All right.
Well, it's terrific to hear Donald Trump quoted approvingly by Gavin Newsom. Really? To help with perspective on this monumental confrontation, Chris Saliza, for many years with CNN, joins us coming up.
just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Chris Saliza has reported on politics and power, sports and politics, and the American presidency for years and years and years. He has a new book, which is great fun to read. It's called Power Players. about the American presidency and the involvement of so many American presidents with sports of a different kind. So do you think that the idea of debating, even when you don't have to because you're not a candidate for office, is that count as a fascination with sports by high-powered politicians?
It's a sport for me to watch it, I suppose. That was weird, I thought. I mean, I totally get it from the Fox end of things. Just before I came on with you, Michael, I was looking at something, and it said 4.75 million people watched it, which a lot of people watch Sean Hannity's show anyway, but not that many people. So there's a ratings bump there. I sort of got it from Gavin Newsom's end, too. You know, get exposure on the national stage, show that you're a good surrogate for Joe Biden, all that sort of stuff. The person I really didn't understand why he did it was Ron DeSantis. Gavin Newsom is not currently running in the Republican primary for president. I don't know that debating Gavin Newsom wins over anybody who is with Trump and is sort of, you know, looking at Ron DeSantis. It seems to me like his time would be better spent doing other things, even if those other things are raising money. I didn't get it from the DeSantis end, but I will say, and I will confess, I have not understood a lot of what Ron DeSantis has done in this race, so that's not new for me.
Okay, there's somebody who disagrees with you and thought this was a great night for Ron DeSantis. This is clip number four. This is Mark Penn, who is a former aide to the Clintons, and he is chairman of the Harris Poll. Listen.
Congratulations on the best debate of 2023 for sure. Look, I thought it was, you know, except for moments of people calling each other a liar and bully, I thought it was an incredibly substantive debate. I thought Ron DeSantis, look, if you're in the DeSantis campaign, putting the campaign talking points I just heard aside, I think you're pretty happy tonight. Your candidate did really well. He held up extremely well. He was articulate. He was a fighter. I thought he did particularly well on the economy, taxes, immigration, and crime. The weakness was social issues. Here's where I thought Newsom was really passionate. Agree with him or not, he was passionate, he stuck to his ground, he articulated his principles, and Ron DeSantis was stuck with a 6-week abortion bill he really didn't want to talk a lot about.
Your reaction, Chris Saliza?
Well, Mark Penn has advised more presidents than I have, so I always keep that in mind, so I'm somewhat deferential. The only thing I would say is this isn't a race that is happening. There's no Ron DeSantis versus Gavin Newsom race that voters can vote on. Like, it's not as though that they're the two presidential nominees and we got a preview of the general election debates, right? Like, there's no fair there. Ron DeSantis' challenge is not showing that he can beat Gavin Newsom. It's showing that he can beat Nikki Haley and Donald Trump. Maybe, to Mark's point, maybe he made a little headway there, but to my mind, the way that you beat candidates in a primary election is to go right at those candidates, and neither of those candidates were on stage last night.
Well, the idea of going right after those candidates, do you think that Gavin Newsom may have stirred some heartstrings from Democrats who want to see somebody stand up to Trump? If Trump agrees to debates, mm-hmm. he would agree to a debate with Joe Biden, most people assume. But if there were a candidate like Gavin Newsom, who was more formidable than Joe Biden is expected to be, are you sure that Donald Trump would agree to that debate?
Yeah, I'm more skeptical that Donald Trump will agree to any debates, no matter who the Democratic nominee is. But I do agree with you that it is probably more likely he would agree to a debate with Joe Biden than with Gavin Newsom, mostly because I think Trump thinks he sort of can beat Joe Biden in a debate. For me, you know, to the extent there's something interesting to say about Gavin Newsom from that debate, to me it's, you know, this is sort of a tryout. I still think Joe Biden Biden is going to be the nominee in 2024, barring some sort of cataclysm. I don't think there's some secret primary challenge that's going to erupt from Gavin Newsom. But I do think that Gavin Newsom is super mindful of the fact that Fox is a huge national platform, obviously watched more by Republicans than Democrats, but nonetheless, it got a ton of coverage today. And, you know, this is the sort of thing that we know Democrats, a majority of Democrats think Joe Biden is too old to be president, a majority of Democrats wish someone else was their nominee. You know, I think Gavin Newsom is just saying, hey, everybody, I'm here. You know, I'm not going to primary Joe Biden. I'm not going to do anything. But in the event that something does happen, I'm here, and I sort of want to be, if not first in line, I'll probably be in line near the front.
Do you think that Ron DeSantis is going to pick up ground on Nikki Haley and Donald Trump because of his appearance last night?
No. I think if you look at the broader signs for Ron DeSantis, I think Haley has the endorsement from Americans for Prosperity, the Koch brothers group, I think will help her organizationally where she was behind Ron DeSantis. There's more chaos today in Ron DeSantis' Never Back Down PAC. Adam Laxalt, who was his college roommate and was the chairman of that super PAC, stepped down. It's the latest in a series of departures from it. I think the campaign is mostly in chaos. If I'm a betting person, which honestly I'm not because I'm not particularly good at it, but if I was a betting person, I would not buy a lot of Ron DeSantis stock at this point. I think his campaign has been poorly run from the start. I think they have a candidate problem in that I don't think Republican voters sort of respond well to him. And I think that he's probably... His best case scenario is a second place finish in Iowa, I think, behind Trump. I think he could finish third. I think he's in real trouble no matter what in New Hampshire. I just don't think he has much traction there. And I don't know how he survives not winning either Iowa or New Hampshire, particularly if Trump wins both of them. I think the race is effectively over.
What is wouldn't Trump like the idea of Ron DeSantis finishing second instead of third?
Absolutely.
DeSantis finishes third, he's probably out of the race altogether. The pressure
That's
would
exactly
be heavy.
Right. Yeah.
I think
great
Donald to talk
Trump
to.
He would love to have DeSantis in the race through New Hampshire to split the anti-Trump vote up with Haley.
Let us see if that develops. Chris Saliza, you can follow him and his always entertaining and substantive columns at Chris Saliza. That's Chris, C-I-L-L-I-Z-Z-A, .substack.com. Great to talk to you, Chris, and a very happy holiday to you and your family. We will be right back with more on The Great Debate.
The Michael Medved Show.
Oh, that's really good.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A federal appeals court Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed. The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity. Friday, the House took a decisive vote and expelled Republican Representative George Santos of New York. Before that vote, he spoke with Fox News.
If it's their choice to change precedent and loop me in with three Confederate turncoats who are expelled for treason, so I'll be the first person to get expelled from Congress without a conviction or without committing treason.
He's only the sixth member in the history of the chamber to be removed by his colleagues. A devoted University of Michigan graduate is suing the state after losing his cherished Go Blue license plate. Joseph Hardig III, a suburban Detroit lawyer, said the plate had sentimental value passed down from his late father. When he attempted to renew it, he found it was assigned to another car owner. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Accept the invitation to subscribe today to our new Substack newsletter. Just posted earlier today a new podcast as part of our Substack newsletter. It's an audio commentary that you can listen to. It's only a few minutes, but it's important because it's part one of a series that I'm going to be doing about myths, misunderstandings, and outright lies about the Middle East. This one is about the whole idea of the great, once great, nation of Palestine, which was destroyed by Jewish settlers and colonists, and who drove all the Palestinians from their home. Is that true, any of it? Check it out at Michael Medved's Context. You go to michaelmedved.substack.com. Sign up today. We're going to be doing a podcast early next week about the idea that it was really the Holocaust that made Israel possible. True? Actually not, but we'll explain why not in the podcast for next week. There's also commentary by someone named Greg Price. This has gotten a lot of traction. He's posted on X. It is a sad day for America that the first ever gay, Jewish, Catholic, Hispanic, Black, Caucasian son of immigrants, Ivy League graduate, cancer survivor, member of Congress, whose ancestors survived the Holocaust and died on 9/11, gets removed from office by his bigoted colleagues. That a tribute, of course, to the vote today to expel George Santos from the Congress of the United States. Meanwhile, last night, DeSantis and Newsom went at it. It was unpleasant to listen to a large part of it because they wouldn't let each other speak. But they went at it, just the two of them, on COVID policies. 1.9, listen.
Per capita death rate.
That's what that is.
In the state of Florida, we're 29%. 29% per capita higher. 29%.
Not what the stats say right there.
People, tens of thousands of people unnecessarily
die. Don't lie about it. He put the graphic up there. Don't lie about it.
Unnecessarily.
You don't need to lie about it.
Because your policies.
Just understand. You don't need to lie about it. No, it's not.
You were a lockdown governor.
No, it's
you locked
not.
Down.
One at a time, Gavin Newsom, finish your thought.
Beaches, bars, and restaurants. That's just a fact. He's running away from his record. He's running away from the fact. Tens of thousands of people died.
You saw
unnecessarily.
You saw the CDC
because
number.
He paved to the, it's 29% higher. Death rate in the state of Florida
CDC.
Versus the state of California.
Okay. Quick response, Governor.
The stats
are very clear. One at a time. On a per capita age-adjusted basis, California and Florida basically the same. Now, why is that important? Because Gavin Newsom did huge damage to people in California. He ruined livelihoods. We reopened the state very quickly. We saved thousands of jobs. We saved hundreds of hundreds of thousands of jobs, thousands of businesses. We had our kids in school. He had the kids locked out of school because of the teachers' union. That is having a generational impact. California has one of the lowest literacy rates in the country. In the most recent NAEP exam, Florida came in number 3 for fourth grade reading. California was far, far behind. So you should apologize for not getting your kids in school. Why didn't you get the kids in school in the summer of 2020 like we did?
The only person
didn't do the job you should have done.
The only person to apologize is Ron DeSantis for the tens of thousands of lives that died unnecessarily. Because he played to the fringe of his party.
We've got to take a break. And I'll finish your thought.
No, and when it comes to the issue of schools, you better be careful. You had more learning loss during COVID than the national average in the state of California. It's a fact. More learning loss. Your economy contracted more in 2020.
Quick break.
Expanded slower than California in 2021. More to come on this topic.
Okay, more to come, really? Do we want to hear that? And then it got into a debate where DeSantis ripped Newsom for a California policy that allows children to leave their home state to get sex change operations. This is 1.5. Listen.
But let me just say something about parents' rights, because he says California respects parents' rights. This is rich. He's been telling a lot of whoppers tonight. This may be the biggest. In California, if you're a parent in Iowa or New Hampshire or South Carolina, your minor child can go to California without your knowledge or without your consent and get hormone therapy, puberty blockers, and a sex change operation, all without you knowing or consenting. How in the heck is that honoring parents' rights when you're bringing people from out of state to go around their parents' backs and getting life-altering surgeries? That is radical. That
you know,
is
Ron,
extreme. That is an assault on
live.
Parents' rights.
You know what, Ron?
Not for you to decide. It's for the parents to decide.
You know what?
And the parents do not
want
their kids
to survive.
Going
I
to these
this,
other
honestly.
Things.
Let me go to a follow-up. Let me stay on a follow-up. Let's turn to the issue of education.
Where's your decency and humanity?
Okay, where's your decency and humanity? Look, it's one of those things, and I know that Sean was trying to let both sides speak and trying to be a fair moderator. But for goodness sake, you got to get control of this. And what is so bizarre is why it is that Ron DeSantis, who really isn't running against Gavin Newsom for anything, would make so many of his attacks so specific on Gavin Newsom in California. Okay, I get it. Ron DeSantis is not going to carry the state of California. I mean, he's, even if he were the Republican nominee. But really? This is going to actually help either side? This is... Hannity actually pressing Gavin Newsom about books with graphic sex acts. Clip 14.
Some of the books you're talking about, one is called, the governor just brought it up, it's called Gender Queer, a memoir, explicit pornographic book showing sex acts. Another, Flamer, graphic book about young boys performing sex acts at summer camp. This book is gay, a book containing instructions on the ins and outs of gay sexuality. Let me finish. Let's talk about it, a book that contains graphic descriptions about how to masturbate for males and females. My question to you, Governor Newsom, those books, do you believe that's appropriate for school districts to teach kids, yes or no?
Come on, those aren't, that's not part of the curriculum. They're not teaching kids.
Those are books that were in school.
Hold on. The bottom line is, you are on a book banning binge, your state. 1,406 books, 3,362 in this country.
You didn't answer, Florida, what about those books?
That's not, we don't provide for K through third grade education, that kind of curriculum. It's just made up. These guys make it up. It's part of this cultural purge.
Should it
it's
be
just a made
what grade,
agenda.
What grade would it be acceptable?
What I find offensive is a very significant number of these books happen to be LGBTQ books.
Okay, that's exactly the point, because that's the need to, quote, explain one form of sexuality. When we come back, there are some movies coming out, including two that are perfectly appropriate for children. One of them not about sex, but about another explosive topic, religion. It's called A Journey to Bethlehem. It is a new musical sort of aimed at young people. We will review that and review a film about a great musical competition, and also the new film Saltburn from the maker of Promising Young Woman, Emerald Fennell. That and more coming up on The Medved Show.
America loves him.
Americans love a winner.
Hollywood hates him.
You're a cheap, lousy, dirty, stinking mug.
Michael Medved.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
After listening to some of that spirited back and forth on the debate between Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom, maybe it's worth considering who the real winner of that debate could be. Nikki Haley was on Fox News, and she had this challenge to issue to Donald Trump, clip 10.
I don't play for second. I never have. I'm not going to do it now. You know, we are now in second place in Iowa, second place in New Hampshire, and second place in South Carolina. We've got one more fella to catch up to, and the momentum is growing. We can feel it on the ground here in New Hampshire. We can feel it in Iowa, and we're going to keep working. I think, look, President Trump would have loved to have AFP's endorsement. Everybody wants the largest conservative grassroots organization in America. That's millions of people on the ground in all of the early states that want to see a change in our country. And so I think President Trump would have loved to have that endorsement. I think with Chris Christie saying that, I am running against President Trump. I'm waiting for him to get on a debate stage. He can't keep hiding the way he's hiding. He can't start acting like President Biden. He needs to get on the debate stage. He needs to confront us. He needs to let us, you know, talk about the differences and go forward. But the truth is, you have to face facts. I think President Trump was the right president at the right time. I agree with a lot of his policies. But the truth of everything is, rightly or wrongly, chaos follows him. Chaos follows him. Everybody knows that.
Okay, and she goes on. She's right, of course. It would be helpful to the Republican Party, to the Republic, to voters everywhere, to actually have Trump join the debates, especially with Chris Christie apparently not going to be in this next one. That appears to be the case for the debate next week. Meanwhile, movies this week, please, from Maestro the Fanfare. Okay, speaking of Maestro, that, of course, the big new movie about Leonard Bernstein with Bradley Cooper, but there's another film about musicians, musicians who are mostly teenagers, but incredibly talented. They're engaged in a piano competition in Warsaw, the internationally celebrated Chopin competition, in a new movie called Pianoforte.
I mean, these people are just serious machines, you know? They train their whole lives.
Flat. Everything is flat.
Nobody likes competitions, and everybody does it. I mean, how can you compete in music?
It's like Olympics of piano.
It's like the Olympics of piano, and there's one star in particular here who is a movie star, period. Just one of those people who's riveting on screen. She's 17 years old. She's an Armenian pianist named Eva Gevorgyan. And Eva Gevorgyan is someone we will hear from. I won't tell you whether she wins the competition in the film or not, because that's a spoiler. The movie's fascinating to watch for anybody who cares about music. Unfortunately, there aren't many sections where you actually hear them playing, more sections where you hear them preparing and being coached and nervously interacting with each other at a worldwide competition. 2.5 stars, not officially rated. It's playing in theaters right now. It will start streaming on HBO Max at the beginning of January. Another film with a musical bent is a story, part of the greatest story ever told, as it's been called, the story of the New Testament, the story that we celebrate, that people celebrate every Christmas time. The movie is called A Journey to Bethlehem, which focuses on a struggling young couple named Joseph and Mary. Listen.
Harry, God has chosen you to have a son, the king of all kings.
This wasn't a dream. An angel came to me.
Joseph!
I'm not the only one who was Joseph for this. You have a choice. You can say you believe me and that you love me.
I do. I will. Yes, of course.
And that's Milo Manheim, who's actually quite funny and very likable as a young kind of hunky Joseph. Fiona Palomo is the real star of the movie. She has a fantastic voice. She looks very young, which is appropriate for the part she's playing, Mary. And Antonio Banderas shows up in the film in an amusing supporting role. He plays King Herod. The three wise men are a little bit too slapstick, more than necessary. The production numbers are lively, are fun, sort of aimed at people who love High School Musical or love Glee on television. This is actually written, co-written, and directed by the Adam Anders, who is the main force behind the Glee TV show. And will leave many people gleeful. The film is touching. It looks at the ancient story with fresh eyes, without the elements of darkness and pain, really, that are part of the actual New Testament account. 2.5 stars for Journey to Bethlehem. Highly watchable. It is rated PG, and it is appropriate for broad audiences. Saltburn is the last film we're reviewing. It's gotten a lot of critical attention because it's written and directed by Emerald Fennell, who previously did A Promising Young Woman, which got a lot of Oscar attention. This one is about a student at Oxford University, who is awkward. He comes from a poor background. He's a scholarship kid, but he becomes utterly obsessed with a dashing, aristocratic, privileged, popular guy, played by Jacob Elordi, who also plays Elvis in that new film on Priscilla. The star, the weird and maladjusted guy, is an Irish actor named Barry Keoghan. Listen.
My parents, they've got problems.
What do you mean, problems?
I don't think I'll ever go home again.
Well, why don't you come home with me? Come to Saltburn.
And here he is now.
Oh, what beautiful eyes. Oh, how wonderful.
I had them hang up an old school dinner jacket. We dressed for dinner here.
Dressed for dinner?
Yeah, it was like black tie.
You're so,
so what?
Real.
Now it's time to take things up a notch.
This place, you know, it's not for you.
Lots of people get lost in Saltburn.
Oh, that's just giving me goosebumps.
Saltburn is the name of the estate out in the countryside where this privileged family lives. But they don't know what they're getting into, bringing home this maladjusted young man. The entire film is well produced. It's well acted. It includes Rosamund Pike and Richard E. Grant in supporting roles. The difficulty is it is so twisted in terms of its relationships and goes so much darker than you expect that you leave the movie feeling, why did I need this much pain? I mean, really? It is a being promoted as a gothic thriller, which is saying too much. Saltburn is rated a very hard R for bloody and sometimes grotesque involvement, even involvement with corpses. It's a lot to take in. Again, rated R. 2.5 stars for Saltburn, where you can admire the craft of it without recommending it too highly. Coming up on the Medved Show, on Monday we have Governor Chris Sununu, the brilliant governor of New Hampshire, and he really is a terrific conservative Republican. Talk to him how things are going in the Granite State with the all-important New Hampshire primary. We're also next week going to be speaking to the legendary economist, the great and influential black intellectual Thomas Sowell, and speaking of influential, Bill O'Reilly will be joining us next week with his assessment of the Republican campaign so far and where that is going, the likely outcome for not just the struggle for the Republican nomination, but for the next presidency of the United States. Also, there is a new report today which we'll cover with legal experts. It says Trump is not immune from being sued for the January 6th riot. That's a new ruling by an appellate court. Is it going to go to the Supreme Court? Is it going to mean that Donald Trump is sued by thousands of other people over January 6th? We will talk about that with Professor John Yu and much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Sign up today for our free weekly newsletter at michaelmedved.com.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.